Large farms called concentrated animal feeding operations have been increasing across the country. Using a state water pollution guideline, environmentalists say there are now 115 so-called factory farms in Wisconsin. The federal government and the livestock industries have been talking about how and whether the big farms should comply with the Clean Air Act and Superfund hazardous waste laws. Attorney Andrew Hansen of Midwest Environmental Advocates says the big farms should not get exemptions because they put out a potentially harmful mix of ammonia, sulfur, volatile organic compounds, and tiny particles. Hansen says many people are starting to complain about the air emissions.
You know, 12 groups just in the last 2 years have formed to deal with the air pollution from these operations. The tide is turning in Wisconsin. People are getting fed up with this.
A coalition of environmental groups has filed a Freedom of Information lawsuit asking for details about the talks between the White House and the livestock producers. Kara Flynn of the National Pork Producers Council says her members want more measurement of emissions before any enforcement begins.
The producers, for the first time ever, want to be able to assist the regulators in fine-tuning a set of the nationwide standards that would address air quality emissions across the country.
Flynn contends that some of the discussions about Clean Air Act exemptions began during the Clinton administration. Wisconsin environmentalists say the national battle is important, arguing that state right-to-farm laws are making it harder for citizens to fight bad air from big farms, and that local zoning restrictions are under attack. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.